The scripture is Mark 4:35 to 41. It says, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Just as he was in the boat, there were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that the boat was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked and the wind. He said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this?' Even the wind and the waves obeyed him." This is the word of God.
Bien, me siento contento por estar aquí para compartir la escritura.
I'm happy to be here this morning to be able to share from you from God's word.
Ya ahorita cuando dijeron mi nombre no me levanté porque iba a dejar esta oportunidad para presentarme.
Well, I was introduced earlier and I was thinking I would have to introduce myself, but since they already did, I won't.
No tengo necesidad ya de orar ni de leer la escritura. Porque ya fueron leídas.
You have already heard the scripture that we have chosen for this morning.
Sino que voy a entrar en el sermón.
So I'll just start with my sermon.
Cuando yo estaba viajando a la capital.
When I was traveling back and forth to the capital.
Hubo un día que me tocó bajarme del minibús.
There was one day that I needed to get off the public bus.
Pero estaba cayendo mucha agua.
But it was raining really hard.
Y yo no quería bajar de la guagua.
So I didn't want to get off the bus.
Era difícil para mí porque me iba a mojar la mochila y la ropa.
It was difficult for me because I didn't want to get my clothes wet and my book bag wet.
Pero tenía que bajarme porque era el punto donde debería quedarme. Pero estaba lloviendo, mucha agua estaba cayendo.
But I had to get off because that was my stop. But it was raining really hard.
Y yo pasé un momento difícil dentro de la guagua.
And so this was a difficult moment.
Porque yo no estaba preparado para bajarme de la guagua que estuviera cayendo agua. Nunca me había pasado.
I wasn't prepared for this moment. I was not ready for a time when it would be raining and having to get off the bus.
Pero como quiera, tuve que bajarme de la guagua así mojándome.
So I just got off and got all wet.
Y llegué muy mojado a la universidad.
And so that's how I arrived at the university, soaking wet.
Y cuando yo salí después de las clases,
and as soon as I got out of class,
fui directo a una tienda.
I went straight to a store.
Y yo dije, jamás me faltará una sombrilla dentro de mi mochila.
And I said, never again will I be without an umbrella in my book bag.
Y duré un tiempo esperando que llueva otra vez para apiarme de la guagua y nunca lo conseguí.
And then every time I would go into the Capitol, I was hoping it would rain so I could pull out my new umbrella.
Pero estaba preparado por si llovía un día.
I was prepared for it to rain.
En esta hora voy a hablar bajo el tema gozo en la tormenta.
I'm going to be talking about joy in the storm.
Es importante como seguidores de Cristo comprender que debemos prepararnos para tener gozo en las tormentas que van a llegar a nuestras vidas.
It's important for us as followers of Christ to understand that we need to be prepared for the times of storms in our lives.
Si llegan las tormentas a nuestras vidas y no estamos preparados, vamos a estar molestos.
If these storms arrive in our lives and we're not prepared, we will just get upset.
Para ustedes, ¿qué es gozo?
What is joy?
No es tan fácil tener gozo en la tormenta.
It's not easy to have joy in a storm.
Porque gozo es tener, es como sentir una profunda alegría.
Joy is having this profound happiness.
Es un sentimiento muy profundo que nos trae alegría.
It is a feeling that we have that brings us happiness.
Y eso se hace difícil tenerlo en medio de una tormenta.
And so it's difficult to feel this way in the midst of a storm.
¿Qué es una tormenta?
What is a storm?
Una tormenta es un sistema que se reúne en algunas condiciones y a veces derrumban las casas.
It's a system that comes in that has different elements mixed together and can destroy homes.
Mucha agua.
A lot of rain.
Mucho viento.
A lot of wind.
Es muy difícil, truenos, relámpagos.
It's a difficult time, thunder and lightning.
Por eso se hace difícil estar tranquilo, tener paz en medio de una tormenta.
So it's difficult to just be still and have peace in the middle of a storm.
Ahora bien, nosotros los seguidores de Cristo,
we as followers of Christ,
debemos comprender que tenemos que tener la fe en Jesús para poder tener gozo en medio de una tormenta o una situación difícil.
We need to understand that we need to place our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ so that we are able to have the confidence during a storm.
Los apóstoles no tienen un buen ejemplo para nosotros.
The apostles here give us a good example.
En Hechos 5, 40 al 41.
Not in that story. In another story in Acts 5:40-41. His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
Era una situación difícil para ellos.
It was a difficult situation for them.
Ellos estaban en un momento difícil como una tormenta.
It was as if this was their storm.
Pero a ellos le quitaron lo que ellos más querían, hablar de Jesús.
They told them that they were not allowed to speak about Jesus.
Eso era lo más profundo que ellos tenían.
And that is what they had profoundly in their heart.
Pero no tan solo esto, lo azotaron.
They also whipped them.
Le maltrataron.
They beat them.
Le trataron mal.
They treated them badly.
Y aún la escritura dice que ellos salieron contentos, con gozo de ahí.
And it says that they left happy, that they were joyful.
Y yo digo, ¿cómo ellos tenían gozo?
How is it that they were able to be joyful?
Porque era una situación difícil, habían prohibido hablar de Jesús.
It was a difficult situation. They had been told they were not allowed to speak of Jesus.
Y yo no sé por qué que nosotros los cristianos a veces queremos que quieran que uno hable de Jesús.
Sometimes I don't understand why we think other people will want us to speak of Jesus.
Lo normal es que nos van a prohibir que hablemos de Jesús.
The normal would be that we are prohibited from speaking Jesus' name.
Eso va a ser normal, va a traer molestia.
That's the way it's going to be, and it should bother us.
Posiblemente nos van a tratar mal.
They will treat us badly.
Pero aún así, como Jesús está con nosotros, vamos a estar con gozo, aún en esa situación.
But even in this situation, with Jesus with us, we will be able to have joy.
Los apóstoles tenían gozo y salieron contentos de ahí.
The apostles were joyful and left in that way.
Y ellos decían, qué bueno que sufrimos por hablar del nombre de Jesús.
And they said how good it is to be able to have suffered for Jesus' name.
Eso le traía gozo a ellos.
This brought joy to them.
Porque tenían su fe en Jesús.
Because they had their faith in Jesus.
Esa era su confianza.
That was their trust.
Y esto trae gozo a nosotros.
And this should also bring joy to us as well.
Es importante reconocer que aunque lleguen momentos difíciles a nuestras vidas, tenemos que tener confianza en Jesús para tener gozo en medio de la tormenta, en medio de una situación difícil.
It's important for us as Christians to be able to understand that with Jesus by our side as our trust, that we will be able to have joy in the midst of the storm, in the midst of difficult situations.
Es muy bueno reír, ¿verdad? Uno está comiendo y cuando uno está en algo gozoso, eso es bueno.
It's nice when we're in a good situation and we're able to eat and laugh and have fun.
Lo que yo estoy diciendo es que en medio de la situación difícil, en medio de la tormenta, debemos aprender a tener gozo, a tener tranquilidad también.
But what I'm saying is that even in the midst of difficult situations, we need to learn how to have joy and to be peaceful in the midst of that storm.
Ahora, según la Escritura, el Evangelio, según San Marcos, lo que está hablando...
In the verses that we had read first in Mark.
Estamos hablando de una tormenta de agua.
Where it's talking about a water storm, a real storm.
Ellos estaban trabajando y Jesús le dice, vamos a cruzar al otro lado.
And so they had been working on shore and Jesus says, let's go over to the other side of the lake.
Ellos se suben en la barca y se van.
They get on their boat and away they go.
En medio del camino se levanta una tormenta.
In the midst of the lake, there's a storm that comes up.
Los discípulos eran expertos navegantes.
The disciples were expert fishermen.
Ellos habían enfrentado tormenta posiblemente en su vida también navegando.
They would have already been in different situations where they would have had to come against storms.
Pero parece que esta que se estaba levantando era diferente.
But it seems to me that this storm was different.
El agua,
the water,
el viento,
the wind,
las olas,
the waves,
eran muy fuertes.
Were very strong.
De tal manera que ellos se llenaron de miedo.
And in such a way that they were filled with fear.
Ellos comenzaron a luchar como navegantes contra el viento, contra las olas.
They started working hard to be able to come against the waves and the wind.
Ellos hicieron su trabajo.
They did their job.
Y después que ellos no podían,
and when they realized they weren't going to be able to,
ellos pensaron, ¿qué iban a hacer?
They thought, what should we do?
Estaban con miedo.
They were very afraid.
Llegarán momentos difíciles en nuestras vidas que a veces no vamos a saber qué vamos a hacer.
There will be these times in our lives where we're not sure what we're supposed to do.
Y nosotros luchamos con todo lo que tenemos.
And we work and fight as hard as we can.
No importa que usted sea un experto, un científico, puede usar todas las herramientas que tenga.
You could be well trained, you could be scientifically, you could understand scientifically, but there are times where you won't know what to do.
Y a veces como quiera sería inútil.
And your the amount of work that you're trying to do won't be enough.
No pasa nada, aún usted haga su parte.
Nothing happens even when you've done all you can.
En ese momento, eso era lo que habían hecho los discípulos.
This is what the disciples had done.
Como navegantes.
As navigators.
Ellos habían hecho todo lo que podían, todo lo que estaba en la técnica de navegación de ellos.
They had done everything that was within their power to be able to get out of the storm.
Y aún así veían que los vientos, las olas, le estaban hundiendo la barca.
And even with all that, they realized that they were sinking.
A veces nosotros vamos a estar mirando y vamos a ver que la barca se está hundiendo.
And we will have these moments where we can tell the ship is sinking.
Y yo le pregunto, y cuando ya estamos ahí, ¿qué vamos a hacer?
And so when we're in that situation, what are we going to do?
Los discípulos se acordaron de alguien.
The disciples remembered someone.
Pero hay alguien más en nuestra barca.
There's somebody else in our boat.
Y era Jesús.
And it was Jesus.
Y ellos fueron donde él.
And so they went to him.
Tal vez no era reconocido como navegante.
He probably wasn't a recognized fisherman.
Los discípulos sabían más navegar que Jesús.
They knew how to guide their boat more than he did.
Pero eso no tenía que ver.
But that didn't matter.
Jesús no tenía miedo.
Jesus wasn't afraid.
No le hacía caso al viento.
He wasn't afraid of the wind.
No le importaban las olas.
Or the waves.
Jesús tenía gozo en medio de la tormenta.
He was able to have joy in the middle of the storm.
Jesús estaba durmiendo, descansando allí tranquilo.
He was sleeping. He was very peaceful.
Mientras los discípulos se fatigaban.
While the disciples were the opposite.
Y le dicen, maestro.
And they say, teacher.
Es que a ti no te importa la vida de nosotros.
Is it that our lives aren't important to you?
¿Te parece a Jonás?
Kind of like with Jonah.
Eso digo yo.
That's what I said.
Él estaba durmiendo.
He was sleeping.
Él estaba tranquilo.
Peaceful.
Los discípulos estaban afanados, estaban en la misma barca con la misma situación.
They were all in the same boat, the disciples and Jesus. Jesus was sleeping and they were very afraid.
Ellos incómodo luchando.
They were working hard.
Lleno de miedo de que van a morir.
Thinking they were going to die.
Y Jesús roncando.
And Jesus was snoring.
Estaba con gozo. Estaba tranquilo.
He was very peaceful.
A Jesús le gusta que nosotros estemos tranquilos.
And he wants us to be peaceful as well.
Pero es cuando tenemos la confianza en Él.
But the only way we can do that is if we have our trust in Him.
Cuando nosotros tenemos, depositamos nuestra confianza en Jesús, sabemos que Él es más grande que lo que puede venir.
When we put our trust in Him, it's because we understand that no matter what comes, He is bigger.
Por eso, como ellos ya no podían más,
and so when they realized they couldn't do anymore,
fueron donde Jesús.
They went to Jesus.
No necesariamente tenemos que esperar esa situación.
We don't have to necessarily wait that long.
Ir donde Jesús cuando ya no podamos más.
Wait until we can't do anything else and then go to Him.
Bueno, pero si esa es nuestra situación, es lo mejor.
But if we're in that kind of situation, it's still the best thing to do.
A mí me gusta ir antes de estar tan apurado.
I would rather go before it.
Yo de una vez le digo, Señor, mírame.
Before it gets to the point where I think I'm going to die, I'm, Lord, come rescue me.
Pero si llega la situación que ya uno no puede y ha hecho todo, porque a veces uno confía mucho en uno.
But sometimes because we trust in ourselves so much, we think we can get there. So if we've tried everything and we can't.
Tal vez los discípulos confiaron en su conocimiento.
It's possible the disciples trusted in their own knowledge.
Y cuando ellos hicieron toda la técnica que habían aprendido.
And after they had tried every technique that they knew.
Bueno, vamos donde el maestro.
Let's go to the teacher.
Y gracias que fueron donde él.
And thankfully that's where they chose to go.
Y cuando los despertaron, Jesús se levanta.
And when they woke him up, Jesus gets up.
Y le dice a las olas que se calmen.
He says to the waves, be still.
Se calmaron.
And they were.
Al viento.
To the wind.
Al mar.
To the sea.
Entonces para los discípulos es peor.
And so then that made it even more difficult for the disciples.
Y dicen ellos, pero ¿quién es este?
Because they don't understand. They say, who is this?
Que le habla al viento y le obedece.
He talks to the wind and it obeys him.
Ellos parece ser que no conocían tanto a Jesús aún estando con ellos.
It seems to me that they didn't really know who Jesus was even though they had been with him.
A veces nosotros podemos pasar un tiempo largo con una persona y no lo conocemos.
We can sometimes be with a person for a long amount of time and not really know who they are.
Pero el trabajo de nosotros es cada día conocer más a Jesús.
But our job every day is to learn more and more about who Jesus is.
Los discípulos lo conocían, pero no tanto.
The disciples knew Jesus, but not as well.
Cuando ellos vieron esto, se asombraron.
And so when they saw this, they were very surprised.
¿Quién es este?
Who is this?
Era Jesús.
It was Jesus.
Pero tal vez ellos no tenían la confianza de verlo actuando de esa manera.
But they didn't have the trust in him knowing that he could act this way.
Pero qué bueno que Jesús lo sacó del apriete.
And Jesus got them out of this situation.
Jesús le dice, pero es que ustedes no tienen fe.
And he says, you don't have faith?
Bueno, posiblemente ellos tenían fe, pero no era tan suficiente.
They had some faith, just not enough.
Hay gente que no tienen fe.
There are some people who just don't have faith.
Hay gente que tienen fe, pero es muy, muy pequeña.
And there's some that just have a little bit of faith.
Y hay gente que tienen fe, pero no la usan.
And there are people that have faith, but they don't use it.
Bueno, según lo que Jesús está diciendo, parece que ellos tenían poca fe.
According to what Jesus is saying, it seems as though they had little faith.
Porque Jesús habla, y es que no tienen fe. ¿Por qué están así?
And he asked them, why are you so worried? Don't you have faith?
Es importante prepararse para tener gozo en medio de una situación difícil.
It's important for us to prepare ourselves to be able to have joy in the midst of this storm.
Ahora, cuando estamos preparados y llega la situación difícil, porque no es que no va a llegar.
When we are prepared, and when these times come, because they will come.
Entonces, estamos mejor preparados para enfrentar la situación.
We will be able to overcome the situation.
Ahora bien, ¿como cuáles tormentas pueden llegar a nuestras vidas? Posiblemente usted no va a enfrentar una tormenta en el mar.
What kind of storm do we face? It's possible that we won't have to face an actual storm in the sea.
Pero yo he enfrentado muchas tormentas en mi vida cristiana.
But I've had to be in the middle of many storms in my Christian life.
En situación que he querido tirarme del barco.
In situations where I've wanted to just jump overboard.
Pero son momentos difíciles que van a llegar.
They're difficult situations that will come.
A veces es una enfermedad.
Sometimes it can be a sickness.
Podemos ver en Mateo 8, 1 al 3.
We see the story in Matthew 8, 1 to 3.
Habla de un hombre leproso.
It speaks of a leper.
Este vino a Jesús con su problema.
And he came to Jesus with his problem.
Y él lo que quería era que le sanara.
And he wanted Jesus to heal him.
Y Jesús le sanó.
And Jesus did.
Es bueno, hermanos, cuando tenemos algo y Jesús actúa, es bueno.
And that's good. It's nice when we have a problem and Jesus comes in and takes care of it.
Lo que es difícil es...
But what's more difficult...
Cuando nosotros tenemos una situación difícil y tenemos que aprender a vivir con ella.
When we have a difficult situation and we are asked to live through it.
Hay situaciones que son difíciles.
There are situations that are difficult.
Y tenemos que aprender a vivir con ella.
And we have to learn how to live in the midst of it.
Voy a hacer un ejemplo normal.
I'm going to give a normal example.
Los niños son difíciles, ¿verdad?
Children are difficult, right?
Porque a veces ellos quieren una cosa que no se le puede dar y hacer lo que quieran y no se puede.
Because sometimes they want stuff that you know you can't give to them and they want to do stuff that you know they shouldn't do.
Pero tenemos que aprender a vivir con ellos y enseñarle a vivir.
But we have to learn how to live with them and how to teach them how to live without getting what they want.
Se hace más difícil.
It's more difficult.
Yo veo allá que hay jovencitas que le gustan cargarle el niño a otro.
We have a lot of like preteen girls that like to carry other people's kids around.
Pero después que tienen el de ella, como que no lo quieren mucho.
But once they have their own kids, then they're not as excited about carrying them around anymore.
Es más difícil.
It's more difficult.
Cuando ya tenemos el de nosotros.
When it's our own.
Porque estamos ahí siempre con ellos.
Because we're always with them.
Pero tenemos que aprender a vivir, a tratarle a ellos.
But we have to learn how to live and treat them during the time of their childhood.
Vemos en 2 de Corintios 12, 7 al 10.
So I'll land. Oh no. Yes. Okay. Yes. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. This is Paul speaking. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.
Pablo, entre... los hombres de Dios.
Paul, as one of God's men.
Del Antiguo, del Nuevo Testamento.
In the New Testament.
Posiblemente ni un solo.
Termina porque no sé.
Ni un solo se puede comparar con el apóstol Pablo.
As a man for Christ in the New Testament. there would be no one else that could compare to him as with the other apostles.
El apóstol Pablo es un ejemplo para todos nosotros.
He's an example for all of us.
Él dice, yo aprendí a vivir en todos los tiempos, en todos los momentos.
And he says, I have learned how to live in any moment.
Si me quitan los zapatos, no importa.
If they take my shoes, it's okay.
Si se llevan el helado, tampoco.
If there's no ice cream, that's all right too.
Si no, no importa. No importa, dice
Pablo.
Doesn't
matter what my life is like.
Y yo he aprendido a vivir en todos los momentos.
I have learned how to live in each moment.
Pero yo quiero hacer mencionar este aquí.
But I wanted to talk about this verse that he says here.
Pablo tenía un problema.
He had a problem.
Algunos dicen muchas cosas de lo que él tenía, una enfermedad.
There are different people who say what he had, different things, possibly an illness.
Que él estaba por los golpes que le habían dado y los maltratos, estaba medio enjorobado y se veía raro.
Some said that he was sickly because of all the things that he had been through with the whippings and the...
En fin, que dicen muchas cosas de lo que era, lo que él tenía, porque no es tan claro.
There are many ideas about what it might be. That's not important. He had a problem.
Lo que la escritura está diciendo era que había algo en su vida física que él quería que Dios se lo quitara.
What we are sure is that there was a physical problem that he had that he wanted God to take away.
Y dice Pablo, y ya he orado tres veces
and
por
he,
eso.
He says, I've prayed three times about this.
Y no ha pasado nada.
And nothing's happened.
Y Dios tiene que decirle, bástate en mi gracia.
And God says, it's enough with my grace.
Tiene que aprender a vivir con esa debilidad.
You need to learn how to live with this weakness.
Así es más difícil.
It's more difficult that way.
Así es más difícil.
More difficult.
Es mejor que me sane.
It's better if I would be healed.
Bueno, pero a veces tenemos que aprender a vivir con la enfermedad.
But sometimes we have to learn to live in the midst of sickness.
Y tener gozo.
And be joyful.
Bueno, no es lo que yo quisiera, pero...
It's not what I would want, but...
Yo quería ser más grande.
I wanted to be taller.
Para firmar con los Yankees.
Because I wanted to be a baseball player for the Yankees.
Pero, ¿qué voy a hacer?
Well, what was I supposed to do about it?
Tengo que tener gozo con mi tamaño.
I have to be joyful about my size.
Por algo me hicieron así.
Because that's the way God made me.
Aunque a veces se hace difícil.
Sometimes it's a little bit more hard than others.
Yo no estoy diciendo que es fácil tener gozo en la tormenta.
I'm not saying that it's easy to be joyful in a storm.
Yo no estoy diciendo que es fácil usted tener tranquilidad en situaciones difíciles de su vida.
But I'm not saying it's easy to be peaceful during difficult moments in your life.
Tenemos que tener confianza en Jesús para que venga esa tranquilidad.
That's why we have to trust in Jesus to be able to bring us that peace.
Tenemos un ejemplo en Daniel.
We have the story in Daniel.
Los tres jóvenes,
the three youth,
mandaron a preparar el horno.
The king sent people to prepare the furnace.
Pero ellos no se arrodillaban.
But the young men did not bow down.
Ellos estaban dispuestos a morir.
They were willing to die.
No porque no querían su vida.
Not because they didn't like their life.
Sino porque ellos honraban a Dios y esa era su creencia.
But they honored God and that was their belief.
Y el rey le dice, ajá.
And the king says, ajá.
Con que no se postran.
You're not going to bow down.
Hay un horno.
There's a furnace.
Y dice la escritura que lo mandaron a calentar más de lo acostumbrado.
And so it was heated more than what was normal.
Y así esos tres jóvenes no se inclinaron.
And it didn't matter. The three men did not bow down.
Dios no le libró del horno.
God did not deliver them from being thrown into the fire.
Yo me imagino, mire, lo tiraron en el horno.
They threw them in.
Dios lo libró del fuego.
He saved them from the fire.
A veces uno quiere que lo libren del horno.
Sometimes we want to be saved from the furnace.
Debemos estar dispuestos a que nos tiren.
We need to be prepared to be thrown in.
Entonces Dios nos libra del fuego.
And God will save us from the fire.
Y estaban apurados, pero y no tiramos tres.
And so they were asking, the king and his men were asking, didn't we throw three men in?
Ahora hay cuatro.
Now there's four.
En matemática eso es raro.
Math is messed up.
Tiraron tres, hay cuatro.
We threw three in and now there's four.
Pero había un cuidado de ellos.
But there was someone taking care of them.
Y dice que su ropa no le pasó nada, ni su cabello.
Their clothes didn't have anything wrong with them or their hair.
Eso es un cuidado.
This is someone taking care of them.
Pero ellos tenían tranquilidad.
And they were peaceful.
Porque ellos tenían seguridad.
Because they were sure.
No porque Dios le iba a salvar.
They were not sure that God was going to save them.
Sino porque estaban haciendo lo correcto. Y cuando estamos haciendo lo correcto delante de Dios, debe traernos tranquilidad. Porque estoy obedeciendo a Dios.
But they were sure that they were following what God wanted them to do. And so they knew they were in obedience and that God would protect them.
Mire, pasó una tormenta, le llamaban David.
There was a hurricane named David in the Dominican.
Y yo estaba pequeño.
I was little.
Aquí no puedo mentir porque estaban, hay algunos que estaban ahí.
Que estaban ahí.
Tengo que decir la realidad porque aquí hay algunos que saben lo que voy a decir.
Oh,
de la historia.
Yeah. He said, I can't, you will know I can't tell a lie because there are people here who were there as well. Yeah, his sister and brother. Okay.
Well. En nuestra casa era una casita, pero de lodo, la tierra ligada con pupú de vaca, y hacen la pared.
Our house was made out of mud mixed with cow poop.
Y con parma.
And palm branches.
Y el ciclón David, la tormenta David, se le llevó todo.
And the hurricane David just took everything away.
Y cada vez que yo abría los ojitos, miraba las estrellas.
And so when I would be laying down and trying to sleep and look up, I would be able to see the stars.
Y cayendo agua y brisa.
There was water and wind.
Y vinieron y nos rescataron y nos llevaron para otra casa.
And there were people who came and rescued us and took us to another house.
Pero yo que estaba contento en esa tormenta.
And I was very happy in this storm.
Porque nos llevaron a una casa y allá había un colmado.
Because the house that they took us to was a place that supplies food to others.
Y los niños.
And us as kids.
Los niños del dueño del colmado iban y buscaban chocolate, salami, queso, todo lo que había en el colmado y lo llevaban de contigo a la cama y nosotros comiendo.
So the kids of the owners of this house would go and get cheese, salami, chocolate, I don't know what else he mentioned, food, and bring it, and we'd all hide under the bed and eat.
Y cuando decían, pero ya está pasando, yo dije, yo que siga.
And so when people started announcing that the storm was passing, I would be like, no, I want it to continue,
Porque nosotros estábamos ahí contentos.
Because we were
Los
happy
niños
there.
Estábamos
the
contentos.
Kids were all happy.
Los adultos estaban preocupados.
The adults were worried.
Nosotros no.
But we weren't.
Teníamos lo que queríamos.
We wanted what we had, the food.
Porque estábamos preparados como niños para estar en esa situación.
Because as kids, we had what we needed to be prepared for the situation.
¿Qué es lo que quiero decir con todo esto?
What am I trying to say with all of this?
Debemos aprender a tener gozo en medio de la tormenta.
We need to learn how to have joy in the middle of storms.
Pero lo que nos va a traer el gozo es teniendo la confianza en Jesús.
But what is the only thing that is going to bring us joy in the midst of the storms is placing our trust in Jesus.
Jesús es que va a traer la tranquilidad.
Jesus will bring us peace.
A cada uno de nosotros.
To each of us.
A veces no importa lo que uno haga, ni la suficiencia de uno.
It's not about us having enough.
Lo que hace falta es Jesús guiándonos en todo lo que nosotros vayamos a hacer.
What we need is to follow Jesus as he guides us through the midst of the difficult times.
Para disfrutar de una tormenta, debemos prepararnos primero.
In order to be able to enjoy a storm, we need to prepare ourselves first.
Si no nos preparamos primero, llegará la tormenta y estaremos como los discípulos.
If we aren't prepared first, the storm will come and we will feel like the disciples did.
Y lo voy a dejar con dos preguntas.
So
la primera es,
I'll leave you with a couple questions.
¿Estamos preparados?
Are we prepared?
Para lo que pueda llegar a nosotros.
For what will come.
Y la segunda es, ¿en quién tenemos nuestra confianza? ¿Está Jesús en nuestra barca?
Who do we have that we are trusting in? Is Jesus in our boat?
Esperamos que sí.
I hope so.
Esperamos que esté en nuestra barca.
I hope that Jesus is
Esperamos que esté en nuestros hogares.
And that he's in our homes.
Esperamos que esté en nuestras familias.
And that he's in our families.
Esperamos que esté en nuestra congregación.
And in our congregation.
Gracias, Padre, por esta oportunidad. Estamos agradecidos, Dios, porque tú eres bueno y porque para siempre es tu misericordia. Ayúdanos a tener gozo en medio de la tormenta. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.